Here we are, praying again. We prayed online with the other format in text space, and we already had one person that said that they liked our liturgy for today, posted on social media, so that's always encouraging. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Psalm 46. Open our hearts to have true friendship with you and with others. Help us love and revere your name, Lord. Psalm 46. Here we go. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in turmoil, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars all over the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps, he burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Then we have some readings. First reading from the first book of Kings. David chooses Solomon as his successor. Nathan said to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, son of Haggitha, has become king without the knowledge of our Lord David? Come now, let me advise you, so that you may save your life and that of your son Solomon. Go, visit King David, and tell and say to him, 'Did you not, Lord King, swear to your handmaid, your son Solomon, shall be king after me and shall sit upon my throne? Why then has Adonijah become king? And while you are still there speaking to the king, I will come in after you and confirm what you have said.' So Bathsheba visited the king in his room, while Abishag, the Shunammite, I don't know, that one's hard for me, Shunammite, was attending him because of his advanced age. Bathsheba bowed in homage to the king, who said to her, 'What do you wish?' She answered him, 'My lord, you swore to me, your handmaiden, by the Lord your God, that my son Solomon should reign after you and sit upon your throne. But now Adonijah has become king, and you, my lord king, do not know it. He has slaughtered oxen, fatlings, and sheep in great numbers. He has invited all the king's sons, Abithnar the priest, and Joab the general of the army, but not your servant Solomon. Now, my lord king, all Israel is waiting for you to make known to them who is to sit on the throne after your royal majesty. If this is not done when my lord the king sleeps with his fathers, I and my son Solomon will be considered criminals. While she was still speaking to the king, the prophet Nathan came in. When he had been announced, the prophet entered the king's presence and, bowing to the floor, did him homage. Then Nathan said, "Have you decided, my lord king, that Adonijah is to reign after you and sit on your throne? He went down today and slaughtered oxen, fatlings, and sheep in great numbers. He invited all the king's sons, the commanders of the army, and Abithnar the priest, and they are eating and drinking in his company, saying, 'Long live King Adonijah.' But me, your servant, he did not invite, nor Zadok the priest, nor Bethadiah, son of Jehoiada, nor your son, his servant Solomon. Was this done by my lord, royal master's order without being told? Who was to succeed your majesty's kingly throne, King David answered, "Call Bathsheba here." When she re-entered the king's presence and stood before him, the king swore, "As the Lord lives, who has delivered me from all distress, this very day I will fulfill the oath I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, that your son Solomon should reign after me and should sit upon his throne in my place." Bowing to the floor in homage to the king, Bathsheba said, "May my lord King David live forever." Then King David summoned Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah, son of Jehoiada. When he had entered the king's presence, he said to them, "Take with you the royal attendants. Mount my son Solomon upon my own mule and escort him down to Gihon. There, Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet are to anoint him king of Israel, and you shall blow the horn and cry, 'Long live King Solomon.' When you come back in his train, he is to go in and sit upon my throne and reign in my place. I designate him ruler of Israel and of Judea." David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David and with his sovereignty firmly established. Responsory: Daughters of Jerusalem, come forth and see King Solomon, wearing the crown which his mother crowned him, with which his mother crowned him on his day of joy, his wedding day. Endow the king with your justice, O God. May he govern the poor with justice on his day of joy, his wedding day. Second reading is from the rule of Saint Benedict, Abbot. Put Christ before everything. Whenever you begin any good work, you should first of all make a most pressing appeal to Christ our Lord, to bring it to perfection, that he who has honored us by counting us among his children may never be grieved by our evil deeds. For we must always serve him with the good things he has given us in such a way that he may never, as an angry father disinherits his sons, or even as a master who inspires fear, grow impatient with our sins and consign us to everlasting punishment, like wicked servants who would not follow him to glory. So we should at long last rouse ourselves, prompted by the words of Scripture, "Now is the time for us to rise from sleep." Our eyes should be open to the God-given light, and we should listen in wonderment to the message of the divine voice, as it daily cries out, "Today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And again, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches." And what does the Spirit say? "Come, my sons, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Hurry while you have the light of life, so that death's darkness may not overtake you." And the Lord, as he seeks the one who will do his work among the throng of people to whom he makes that appeal, says again, "Which of you wants to live to the full? Who loves long life and the enjoyment of prosperity? And if you hear this, you say, 'I do.' God says to you, 'If you desire true and everlasting life, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And when you have done these things, my eyes will be upon you, and before your call, you call upon my name, I shall say to you, Behold, I am here. What could be more delightful, dearest brothers, than the voice of our Lord's invitation to us? In his loving kindness, he reveals to us the way of life. And so, girded with faith and the performance of good works, let us follow in his paths by the guidance of the gospel. Then we shall deserve to see him who has called us into his kingdom. If we wish to attain a dwelling place in his kingdom, we shall not reach it unless we hasten there by our good deeds. Just as there exists an evil fervor, a bitter spirit, which divides us from God and leads us to hell, so there is a good fervor which sets us apart from evil inclinations and leads us toward God and eternal life. Monks should put this fervor into practice with an overflowing love. That is, they should surpass each other in mutual esteem, accept their weaknesses, either of body or of behavior, with the uttermost patience, and vie with one another in acceding, in giving in to requests. No one should follow what he considers to be good for himself, but rather what seems good for another. They should display brotherly love in a chaste manner. Fear God in the spirit of love. Revere their abbot with genuine and submissive affection. Let them put Christ before all else, and may he lead us all to everlasting life. Responsory. Wishing to please God alone, Benedict left his home and patrimony to enter the religious life. He lived as a hermit in the presence of the all-seeing God. He withdrew from the world of men, knowingly unacquainted with its ways, and wisely unlearned its wisdom. He lived as a hermit in the presence of the all-seeing God. Blessed be God, blessed be God, blessed be God. God our Father, you made Saint Benedict an outstanding guide to teach men how to live in your service. Grant that by preferring your love to everything else, we may walk in the way of your commandments. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, you made the Abbot Saint Benedict an outstanding master in the school of divine service. Grant, we pray, that putting nothing before love of you, we may hasten with a loving heart, in the way of your commands, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Saint Benedict is one of the founding fathers of Western monastic life, and therefore also of consecrated or religious life in the West in general. So he had a deep passion, like many of the religious, like Sister Faustina, he had an incredible passion for that. He's also known as a great spiritual guide, a great spiritual director. And there are many stories of him offering a kind of prophetic insight that will free someone from demonic oppression, or in some way speak into someone's personal spiritual issues. He played a really important role during his own generation in Catholic deliverance and healing ministry, which is one reason why there's all these, that's why his picture and his prayer, traditionally it's thought to be his prayer that's on the Saint Benedict medal. And the Saint Benedict medal sacramental and spiritual combat prayers and the medals, which are called sacramentals, they invoke Saint Benedict to pray for them, for the intention of whoever's using this for spiritual combat. So it's really, really cool, like I said, to consider that. We have these blessed and exercised medals even today that invoke Saint Benedict's patronage. Truly, I know that we're all struggling to feel God's love. He wrote that rule, you know, to help monks who are striving for holiness to stay on. Because sometimes when you give up, you know, marriage and go to a place like a convent, it can just become, like Saint Teresa said, a kind of a cushy place, a place where people are comfy and they don't challenge themselves. So that kind of explains why we might hear Benedict's words as so harsh, right? But they're directed at that, to always be on guard against that kind of mediocrity, that kind of spiritual misdirected love, misdirected at oneself. And very focused is the life of the monk to be on good works and on God, on a special relationship with God. So in the story, we see that David chose Solomon to succeed him to the throne. There was a power struggle between him and his half-brother Adonijah. The queen mother Bathsheba humbly prostrates herself before David and calls him Lord King. Very, very humble gesture. Shows that she doesn't care much about her own esteem at that moment. And she tries to get a blessing for her son Solomon. We can ask Mary, likewise, to be our mother in faith and to look after us and can comfort us in life's difficulties and trials. So I really, truly encourage you, something very unique is happening. A cardinal, like a real cardinal, one of the older cardinals from the Vatican, will be live streaming something called the Worldwide Exorcism. And that's very cool because we're going to be praying to cast the devil out of the minds and of the hearts of our country and of the world. So he will lead the prayer. Other exorcists, I believe, will be in attendance. Other ministers will be, you know, all of us are going to be joining in this prayer to cast the devil out of our own lives and out of the lives of our country and ultimately of the world. So you can see that beautiful prayer that he's going to lead, and you can ask God to deliver and heal you, just as we talked about with St. Benedict's ministry tomorrow, this afternoon, in Tucson time. I think it's like 1 o'clock or 12:45 or something like that. So if you're in Tucson, there, other parts of the United States and the world will be a few hours later, tomorrow afternoon or evening. You can listen to that on the Uniquely Mary live stream. All right, let's take a look at the Mass readings for today. I'm excited. Really, my tone of voice isn't that jazzed up, but I'm super excited about the Worldwide Exorcism. I'm looking forward to it because I went to a deliverance meeting where Father, whatever his name is, the Italian-American exorcist, and my mind was just, it was set free from something that had been bugging me, and I had been worrying and going in circles about it, and I didn't realize until it just resolved and there was this new clarity as I was being prayed over on the live stream without any contact, just when I was sitting watching the live stream, that it probably was all spiritual warfare from the evil one trying to screw up my ministry. And after that, I felt validated. Sometimes I still worry about it, but I felt that a sense of grace and clarity when I was being prayed over. So it was beautiful. And that's why I know these types of things work. And that's why I'm promoting it. Let us read our reading from the Gospel. And we'll read from the Diary of St. Faustina. This is the Mass reading, the Gospel for today. What the heck? I'm patient, I can read all three. Israel set out with all that was his. A reading from the book of Genesis. Israel set out with all that was his. When he arrived at Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. There God, speaking to Israel in a vision by night, called, "Jacob, Jacob." He answered, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you a great nation. Not only will I go down to Egypt with you, I will also bring you back here after Joseph has closed your eyes." So Jacob departed from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel put their father and their wives and their children on the wagons that Pharaoh had sent for his transport. They took with them their livestock and the possessions they had acquired in the land of Canaan. Thus Jacob and all his descendants migrated to Egypt, his sons and his grandsons, his daughters and his granddaughters. All his descendants he took with him to Egypt. Israel had sent Judea ahead to Joseph so that he might meet him in Goshen. So his arrival in the region of Goshen, Joseph hitched the horses to his chariot and rode to meet his father Israel in Goshen. As soon as Joseph saw him, he flung himself on his neck and wept a long time in his arms. And Israel said to Joseph, "At last I can die. Now I have seen for myself that Joseph is still alive. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." Psalm 37, the salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's desire. Is our beginning of that prayer. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The Lord watches over the lives of the wholehearted. Their inheritance lasts forever. They are not put to shame in an evil time. In days of famine, they have plenty. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. For the Lord loves what is right and forsakes not his faithful ones. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The salvation of the just is from the Lord. He is their refuge in times of distress, and the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you to all truth and remind you of all I told you. Alleluia. Alleluia. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you, is the caption. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So that little caption actually gives us a kind of a different focus, right? It puts the focus within the context of this week, where we speak about how ministerial priests and us, all of us, can be given a share in the mission of Christ through speaking, because it says you will speak by the Spirit of God, and it will be the Father speaking through you when you're feeling persecuted and pressed. So that's one of the reasons I think it's really nice. If you have Magnificat, you can see the captions that only the priest or the lector can see in the liturgical books. But anyway, the memory of Jesus here in the event of his life is all about Jesus' instructions to his disciples. They are to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. When they go out on their mission, they're going to face a terrible situation. A situation that many of the people in Matthew's community and in the early community dealt with is that their blood relatives, their mom, their dad, brothers and sisters, turned against them because of their faith. And it's just because, you know, sometimes Christianity causes changes in people and it causes changes in our systems. Just like we talked, think about our reflection yesterday when I kind of took the opportunity to spiritually apply the idea that Joseph was sold as a slave can be like our system sells many people as slaves. Now the focus turns to prophecy and also to the relations with family. So you can see a link with family back in the first reading because there's this opportunity for reconciliation between the son, Joseph, and his father, Jacob, or Israel, the patriarch. There's a reconciliation between Joseph after a reconciliation between him and his brothers. So perhaps that can speak to us about our, you know, there's a happy ending there in a sense, even though there's that element of, okay, change made people upset. In the first century, change may still makes people very upset now. There can be hope for a future reconciliation. and there can be hope for a better future. But also there's the instructions about how we're to do the prophecy, how we're to bear witness and proclaim the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. All right. Having kind of done that little reflection or that little explanation, let's go ahead, or little commentary. I can finally say a few prayers, and we will wrap it up with the plenary indulgence. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. This is a prayer that he has asked us to pray. He has us to pray that we will once again learn how to discern. Our Father, who art in heaven, how to discern our call and our calls in life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, I pray the Mary's Rosary to help us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. The fruit of the mystery of the Annunciation is humility. And as I've said, it's also Mary's vocation story as Mother of God. When the angel had come to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will really try to sit with our Lord and our Lady as we look on the event in Mary's life. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, fruit of the mystery, love of neighbor." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The birth of Jesus is our mystery. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the place where travelers lodged. The fruit of the mystery is traditionally poverty, or we could also say detachment. So again, it's important to have some kind of purpose in this technique, but it's not like there's only one possible fruit of the mystery. The mysteries really help us to understand what the meaning of the text is for us today. That's the idea, I think, behind the fruit of the mystery. So like I talked about, Mary had to the vocation story of Mary, the fruit of the mystery, was humility. Well, she had to be extremely humble in order to accept her vocation, knowing what it would cost her, knowing the suffering it would give. So I think reflection like that, very valuable, can be very valuable. Our Father, but I really don't have the time or patience to go through a lot of reflections. In fact, I tried to look them up earlier, but they didn't show up. The ones that I had seen earlier on this website were not there, or at least I couldn't find them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The presentation of Jesus in the temple in Jerusalem. When the day came to purify them according to the law of Moses, the couple brought him up to Jerusalem so that they could be presented to the Lord. For it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be consecrated to the Lord. The fruit of the mystery is obedience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The finding of the child Jesus in that temple after being lost, or being lost track of for 3 days while he was in the temple, listening to the teachers and asking them questions. On the 3rd day, they came upon him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Joy in finding Jesus is the fruit. Thank you for my fruitful ministry, Lord. Thank you for all the people we've conversed with in our missionary work. Thank you for all the catechetical work that we've been able to do through online social media places and YouTube, even YouTube, and other video platforms as well. Please keep me strong in finding joy in this ministry for the right reasons. Help me have a deeper personal relationship with you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Thank you, guys. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for this rosary and time of scriptural reflection for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.